There are two most memorable experience for me. The first one is when I was a primary student, I learned English from a tutor. She was a lawyer, and she taught me after school. And what she taught influenced me a lot since the way she used English and the way she taught were, I think the way she taught was the best way I have ever encountered it. And because she used the most practical way to let me learn English and make me experience English in my daily life. Yeah.
What would you do in the class?
In the class, yeah. You mean? I would probably she will set a topic. For example, today we are going to learn something. What you would see in the supermarket, and then we all name it out, and then she asked us to think about the English name of those things, and then so we learn it from this kind of daily lives. Yeah. Okay. And the second experience is when I was secondary one and form one, my English teacher was my vice school principal, and she taught English. She won some awards from the academic, and then the way she taught English is she always used music, drama, and for example movies to encourage us to think more, use more, and practice more in our lessons. And she encouraged us not to speak Cantonese during class and even during the whole school day. And it's, yeah. Therefore, I think what is my most memorable English learning experience.
Yeah,
that's it.
What is your most memorable English reading experience?
Reading? Before, maybe 1 month or before, I would tend to read Times magazine to improve English, or even simply because I love reading the news. So from this kind of perspective or the way, I could learn English in a way that I like, or which would increase my interest. Therefore, I think it is my greatest learning reading experience.
What do you think you have learned by reading those magazines?
Besides the news that recently happened in the world, that I normally wouldn't face it since I'm in Hong Kong, but besides, I learned the term they used in reporting that kind of news, I would say. Since sometimes they used jargons, and which I'm not familiar with, but if I read more, actually I find out that they tend to use the similar words in reporting news. Therefore, it would be great to learn it in this way.